Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Well, that sucked. Welcome on in. It is the final out. Jack Fritz hanging out with you here on this Tuesday night, reacting to the first blown save of the season by Juan Duran, which of course everyone, you know, a lot of praise for Duran, and rightfully so. He's still great. Tonight did not throw anyone off the scent of how good Juan Duran is, but it's like, of course, there's like this big momentum of like, here he is. This is who he was with the Twins. Unhittable, unhittable, unhittable. And then that nonsense happened. We'll get into it all, of course. But the Philadelphia, the final out is sponsored by the Philadelphia Parking Authority, offering valet park at the Philadelphia Airport. So yes, Phils lose 3-2 up in Toronto in what would have been a really nice, gritty, not comfort behind because they were tied, but a gritty win up in Toronto, but it was not meant to be. The game wrap-up is sponsored by Roto-Rooter. When plumbing problems hit, wrap them up quick and call Roto-Rooter. Their team tackles clogs and leaks, so you can stay in the game. Roto-Rooter, your MVP for plumbing solutions. 215-592-9494 to get in. If you want to react to this one, a lot to react to, of course. But if you want to react, 215-592-9494. A packed house up in Toronto. The baseball is certainly in a healthy spot in Canada. Didn't seem like anyone left that game. And shout out to the Rogers Center that was certainly had a big game feel to it. The biggest takeaways of the game are brought to you by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. And obviously the biggest takeaway is just how much of a bummer that was. That was always going to be a tough game tonight. Dylan Cease is a really, really good pitcher. I don't care that he's coming off of the IL. I think before he got hurt, he was arguably the best pitcher in the AL or was top three. Now, you look at the AL Cy Young race, it's a little bit different than the NL Cy Young race, where everyone has an ERA under 2. You know, Dylan Cease, I think, heading into the game was like 3.04, or maybe it jumped up because of a bad start before he went on the IL. But regardless, what you saw tonight is a pure octane power pitcher. And, you know, he kind of He throws a bunch of junk, and then he'll just blow that 98 by you. He's a tough at bat. And Fransky said tonight that he generated the most whiffs in baseball this year, tonight, in a game. So, yeah, he was on. And it was good to see early Brandon Marsh get that hit. He really picked up Harper in that situation. Obviously, with a runner on third base, less than two outs, you want to see Harper come through with a sac fly or a base hit, something to get the job done. He did not do that. And Brandon Marsh stepped up and picked up his teammate. So, you know, the offense kind of went, he kind of got shut down after that. Was really surprised they pulled him. I mean, they've kind of been doing that with Cease for his entire career, is he goes five or six innings at the most, and then they get him out of there. But he's only at 94 pitches, and it's not like he was struggling that much facing this Phillies offense. But regardless, Jeff Hoppin came in, and he was fine. So, but being able to come back, you allow the home run of Jesus Sanchez, you get some good stuff from Kirkering, you battle, you scratch out a run against Louis Varland, who, if it wasn't for Mason Miller, is the best reliever in baseball this year. I mean, heading into that game tonight, it's a .26 ERA, and you see it. It's a high-octane, 99 heavy fastball with a 93-mile-an-hour changeup off it. He's nasty, and you're able to grind out a run. Stott hits a big double. Harp gets his second walk of the game, and you feel good. You're like, all right, we got DeRon. And then that nonsense happens. I mean, first, Sanchez leads off the inning with just a dinky little hit to no man's land. They put him in motion, which I actually think is something that Mattingly has taken from the Blue Jays to here with what John Schneider's done. You know, that they've done that more this year, where they put the runner in motion and trust the batter to put the bat on that on the ball and try to make something happen, and they did. Again, a nonsense little hit. They go to second base, runners in second and third. The wild pitch ties it, and then just like that, it was over. And it really does put into perspective what Brad Lidge did in 08. And on one hand, you know, it's kind of poisoned the fan base into thinking that if you blow a save, then you're a scrub. Juan Duran is a great, great closer. Tonight was a couple bleeders that got through, and to me, more unlucky than anything. But man, Lidge obviously had luck going his way also in 08, but just going 48 for 48, knowing and understanding the sport of baseball where nonsense like tonight happens, it really puts into perspective just how special that season was. So a real bummer, would have been a nice one to steal, especially with how Zach Wheeler looked. Again, Wheeler, my second biggest take with the game. He did battle early. He had some traffic on the base pass, hit a batter, didn't walk a batter, but there was traffic that first three innings, and then really locked in. I think he retired eight straight before the Jesus Sanchez home run, which was a bummer. Couldn't get the fastball up enough, and Sanchez didn't miss it. But, you know, Wheeler was good. Wheeler was really good. He battled and then found his groove, settled in, and unfortunately made a bad pitch to Sanchez, and he didn't miss it. So, again, it's just remarkable where we're at. With Zach Wheeler, we didn't know what we were going to get, and he has come back and looked exactly like Zach Wheeler. So, again, would have been a good one to steal. Total bummer. Like, nothing really caused for concern with Duran. Obviously nothing with Wheeler. And the offense, while it wasn't the most impressive showing, I did think that they competed, they stayed in it, and being able to come back and score a run off of Louis Varland is a real big accomplishment. I mean, again, a .26 ERA heading into that game tonight. .26. So definitely a bummer, but not the end of the world. 215-592-9494 to get in. My guy David Maryland leads us off tonight. What's happening, Dave?
Just a tough one. Just bad luck in the ninth inning. A ground ball to shortstop, and then if you get that out, I think it's a ground ball to second base.
Yeah.
And just, you know, that's how it goes sometimes. I thought, I just wish they would give more at bats like that. It was just a tough, gritty at bat, you know, just putting the ball in play. JT is just awful at the plate right now. I don't know what he's – he doesn't really – that's my takeaway of a guy that's really struggling. And he's lucky he didn't break his wrist in half on that, that ball in the ninth. But
well, I mean, I haven't seen a pitcher and a catcher crossed up in forever, it feels like, ever since PitchCom. It doesn't happen.
Yeah, well, it was weird because the pitch before, I think, they changed the pitch comp. So you wonder if it was something with the buttons that was screwed up. But I don't know.
Yeah.
But hopefully Lizardo can give them some innings tomorrow and, you know, get back on track because they're going to need them, because then you have the Nola-Painter combo going in Milwaukee and you just hope to get one of those.
So. Yeah, yeah. Well, and I appreciate the phone call, always, Dave. Yeah, the Painter, Nolan, Milwaukee could get interesting. The Brewers have already homered tonight. They're out in that launching pad that is the Las Vegas Stadium, which is going to be really, really interesting. These balls are it's a launching pad out there. Dave brought up the idea, and you kind of felt that one coming. Of course, after the first hit, you're like, oh, no, is this going to be one of those games? That would have been one where they stole. Like last night kind of felt like a loss too. It's just the Blue Jays could never make them pay. So this is just maybe one of those nights where things just evened out in a way. Just evened out. We stole one. You know, they stole one. And we'll see how things transpire tomorrow. But yeah, Lizardo on the mound versus Scherzer, who hopefully they can hit around a little bit. But Lizardo, a little nervous with him going up there, as you know, we had the tipping fiasco with him there last year. And they've been on the Philly starters, and they've done a good job of limiting the damage. But Lazar's had a weird year. I think that's a way to quantify it, but we'll talk about that coming up a little bit later. Bill's in East Hampton. What's happening, Bill?
Hey, how you doing, my friend?
What's up, pal?
I don't want anybody to... The only thing I'm worried about in this game is, like, everybody's going to poo-poo Duran. And, I mean, it's June 9th. We're a month away from the All-Star break, and the dude's got one blown save, and that was tonight. And he's a great pitcher. He's good in clutch situations, but he failed tonight. But that's going to happen to anybody, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, totally. I hope that people are being rational about Juan Duran after tonight. I really hope so.
So do I. That kid Dylan that pitched tonight. I don't even know. He's got like 1,000 innings pitched, 1,300 strikeouts in his career. He's an incredible strikeout guy. But boy, he struck a lot of us out tonight, and that was very unfortunate.
Oh well, yeah, he was mowing them down in the middle of that game. He was crazy.
Oh yeah, it was amazing. But Stott came through in the end. We got the hit we needed.
Yeah,
and I thought we were going to get it done, but unfortunately, that was the first blown save for Duran in the entire season. And
yeah,
that was unfortunate.
Yeah, it was, Bill. It was, and obviously the Manzardo one comes to mind too. Where that's a tie game, not a blown save, but Duran's been nails. He's a great pitcher, and I trust him every single time he takes the mound. For those keeping track, we've been on the air for 7 minutes, 10 minutes maybe, and Jack Soteriò's already homered in the Vegas game, and now Nick Kurtz has also hit a home run in this game. Last night was, what, 15 to 14? I think there's 11 home runs. It's just... It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Yeah, 15-14 out in Vegas. It's not even baseball. I don't know what it is. It's like the longest drive competition they used to do for golf. It's crazy. All right, on the other side, in addition to your phone calls, 215-592-9494, we'll get to the player of the game and some other things that stuck out to me tonight. We'll get to that coming up next here on The Final Out on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready. with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today and let us surprise you.
Carter's has your family covered for every summer first. First steps, first swim lesson, or first sleepover. Our clothes help kids and parents shine, thanks to comfy design and easy dressing details. Visit Carter's.com to shop the latest styles or find a Carter's store near you.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Yeah, that was a bummer. Zach Wheeler's really only blemish. Again, he pitched his way in and out of trouble early. So made a big pitch there in the third to escape a jam. And then really settled in. He retired 8 straight before that at bat. And Jesus Sanchez caught to a fastball. He's had a really good year. He's hitting like 294, I believe. Either way, he is my player of the game, brought to you by South Jersey Gas. Make the smart play, save energy and money with South Jersey Gas at sjgsaveenergy.com. Jesus Sanchez, 3 hits, the homer there, and had the first of the 2 nonsense hits in the 9th inning that helped spark that comeback. But again, I do think Zach Wheeler was really good, as he continues to be really good. And you have those two leading your rotation, hard not to feel confident, every 5th day that those guys are going to go out there and do their job. So we are certainly in the midst of having one of those special runs with those two starters at the top of the rotation. Now, some other things that did stick out to me tonight is, first off, the job Kirkering did. And you want to talk about mental toughness and mental fortitude and good resolve and resiliency and bounce back. Well, that's been Orion Kirkering this year. Coming off of what happened last year, we all know it. Coming off of the first play of his entire season after missing some time on the ILs, a little grounder back to him that he avoided like the plague. Clearly still in his own head about that. But he is pitching on a really, really high level right now. He struck out the first 2 batters that he faced tonight. He went back out there for another inning. Or another inning after a clean 8th, and he got Vladdy. He did his job, and you just couldn't be happier for the kid coming off what happened last year. His ERA is down to 2.1. Now, he's had years where his ERA has been in the low 2s, but it hasn't really passed the eye test, hasn't passed your smell test because of the inherited runner's problem that he's had. But this year just looks different. He's got some moxie. He's got some cockiness to him, which you need to develop as a pitcher. It's actually something that Painter needs to develop. I mean, Painter needs to develop some moxie on the mound if he's going to take his game to the next level. You have to trick yourself into believing that your bleep doesn't stink. And Kirkering, it does look like, is developing that. He's got that nice little two-seam that's running. The splitter's been a really good evolution for him, and you know the sweeper's always been a really, really good pitch. But I just think the biggest thing that's taken his game to another level this year has been the mental makeup with him. It looks like he's dictating how the at bat's going versus letting the at bat dictate to him. So that's been really impressive. And obviously, if you add what he's done, and Keller is going to give us a heart attack, but overall, His numbers are fine. Boland's on a good run. Duran's fine. But the righties in this pen are really starting to find. I mean, Chase Shuker, do you want to throw him in there? They're starting to find their footing. And Kirkering is a huge, huge part of that. And then I thought it was noticeable, really, really aggressive move in the 8th when Mattingly pinch hit Sosa for Crawford. I know we've given them a lot of praise for letting Marsh face lefties. Now, part of that is kind of circumstantial because both Kemp and Felix Reyes are bad. So, Marsh is hitting. We might as well figure out if he can do it or not. But they certainly are taking the bat out of Crawford's hands against lefties. And the numbers do suggest that you should do that. But again, you want to see the kid get some reps against lefties and see what he's got. I never really think he looks overwhelmed against lefties. So, and everything in the minor leagues would suggest that he could hit left-handed pitching. So, but Mattingly was super aggressive there. And when you have a guy like Stuart Burrow on the bench who can come in and play a really good outfield defense, you don't have to leave Sosa out there if he does happen to come through. But he did not come through, but I did still think it was a noticeable and an aggressive move by Don Mattingly, and one that I don't think that Rob Thompson would have made. Again, it's not like it worked out. It was some genius move, but it was certainly something that I did think was noticeable. 215-592-9494 to get in. We will run through your phone calls in the final segment coming up next, but we will also get to the wow moment of the game and a look ahead to tomorrow before handing things off to TK here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Ah, that was vintage Stotter. Vintage Stotter. There's been a couple of times in the last, like, three games, the one on Sunday, where he just, like, uses the bat to ball skill. Like, maybe early in counts, he can look to pull the ball in the air and do damage, because I do like that. But he just should be a better bat to ball guy and should be a better overall hitter. And it's like, he can do that. He can drive the ball the other way with authority. He flipped one into center field on Sunday and just drove in a run and just was a normal hitter. It just, the Stott thing is so baffling because you see it. Like, he's such a good baseball player. In the field, he's great. He's a great base runner. It's just that the plate, it hasn't gotten there. You keep looking. You think he's hitting pretty well, and he's still hitting like 226. But at least I do think, even without taking the overall numbers, I do think he is stabilized after what was a bad start to the year. But that was our wow moment of the game, which is brought to you by the New Jersey Division of Travel and Tourism. From waterfalls to fairways, mountain resorts to lighthouse tours, find your wow at visitnj.com. Yes, it really felt like they're going to win the ball game. You know, Harper leads off that inning against Varland with a walk, gets to second base, and you're like, can they just eke one out? And Stott gave him the lead. It felt like a moment. It felt like a wow, one of these. Hey, this team's a little different kind of moments, but it was not meant to be. But still, that was our wow moment of the game off of Louis Varland, who I'm still. A guy like Louis Varland has just eaten the Phillies lunch for my entire life. Like, never working competitive at bat, just going down on three measly strikeouts. I mean, that's what I'm used to against a nasty reliever. But even with that, they still could not find a way to win tonight. So tomorrow, Jesus Luzardo versus Max Scherzer, as Luzardo returns to a place that really just crushed him last year. There was a lot of tipping allegations. The Blue Jays had something on Luzardo, and he got wrecked up there last year. But they are facing Max Scherzer, who it is of a 9.64 ERA on the year. He is coming back from an ankle injury and right forearm tendonitis. So the 41-year-old is dealing with a lot of injuries. So hopefully the Phillies don't let him have a throwback type of performance. But Luzardo on the mound, looking for a bounce back after a White Sox start that did not go very well against another good offense in the Toronto Blue Jays. So very curious to see what he has in store for them tomorrow. And then, like Dave mentioned earlier, you got Painter and Nola this weekend against the Brewers. Getting one tomorrow, so you head into a Brewers series where you only got to take one to have a 3-3 road trip would be really big, especially after what happened tonight, because tonight was a total bummer. But tomorrow, if you're in the Warrington area, Ivyland area, the High Hopes podcast, me and James Seltzer will be at Tony's place in Ivyland. So if you're looking for a place to watch the ball game, we are doing Phillies trivia for Phillies tickets. We're enjoying Miller Lights. It'll be a great time. So if you are in the area, come on out, hang out, watch a ball game. So I will not be on for leading off or the final out tomorrow. We'll be at Tony's place in Ivyland. So that's going to do it for me. Francisco Rojas produced the program tonight. Tom Kelly is next. He'll take you through the rest of the night here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.